Hello and welcome to the Torah Simcha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Orlian and today we will be studying Tehillim Perek Pei Gimel 83. We have arrived at the last of the songs of Asaph, the biggest contributor to Sefer Tehillim after David HaMelech. This is Asaph's 12th Mizmor, the first being Perek Nun, and the next 11, the Prakim that we have learned together, 73 through 83, constituting the entirety of the third book of Tehillim. This perek has a tone of urgency, a tone of imminent danger, as the Meshorer implores Hashem to defend Klal Yisrael against its enemies, to neutralize them, like many of our enemies throughout history. The Meshorer enumerates some of them by name. There is urgency and a sense of dread. Elokim al damilach al techerash ve'al tashkot kel. Calling out, pleading, almost demanding in a panic, don't be silent, save your people, take action against the enemy. This perek, however, is somewhat unique because there is no first person singular or first person plural. It's not help us, save us, listen to me, listen to us. Rather, it is as if the Meshorer is looking in at on a nation that is in danger and speaking about them in third person. And despite the fact that this is a desperate plea for help, the introduction to these pleas is oddly a shir, a mizmar, song and music, shir mizmar la'asaf. This is the nature of Am Yisrael, that when we plead our case and implore Hashem for salvation, we muster up the strength to sing while we plead, to take note of the blessings even amongst the challenges. Or we sing and praise Hashem during perilous times, as if to say, I sing now when I am in danger. I want to sing more praises to you, Hashem, when the threat is eliminated. In terms of the time frame of what specific time period this is addressing, there are suggestions from Radak and Malbim that this is referring to Yehoshaphat's time. We just mentioned Yehoshaphat in the previous perek. In Divrei Hayamim, perek Chaf, the psukim describe the imminent threat that Yehoshaphat and his kingdom were facing, and he prays to Hashem in Pasuk Yud Beis of that perek. Elokeinu, halo tishpat bam, ki ein banu koach lifnei hehamon harav hazeh, haba aleinu, v'anachnu lo neidam ma na'aseh, ki alecha einenu. Hashem, surely you will punish them because, says Yehoshaphat, we are powerless before this great multitude of this enemy that has come against us, and we do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. And the psukim continue to describe, v'chol Yehuda omdim lifnei Hashem, gam tapam nishehem uvenehem. And Yehuda stood before Hashem with their little ones, with their young children, and their wives, and their sons. V'yechaziel ben Zechariahu ben Benayahu ben Ye'iel ben Matanyahu Halevi min b'nei Asaf ha'yisa alav ruach Hashem b'toch ha'kahal. Then Yechaziel, who came from the family of Asaf, hence the connection to this mizmor, he had a Ruach Hashem, and he spoke from amongst the congregation. And he told Yehuda, and he gave them encouragement. Vayomer hakshivu kol Yehuda v'yoshvei Yerushalayim v'hamelech Yehoshaphat. Everybody should listen. Ko'amar Hashem lachem. So says Hashem to you. Atem al tir'u v'al techatu mipnei ha'amon ha'rav hazeh. You should not be afraid from this multitude. Ki lo lachem ha'milchama ki le'lokim. Because this battle is not yours. It is Hashem's battle. And he continues to give assurances to the people that they should not fear the enemy, and Hashem will deliver them. And then a few psukim later, Vayikod Yehoshaphat apayim arza v'chol Yehuda v'yoshvei Yerushalayim naflu lifnei Hashem l'hishtachavos la'Hashem, and Yehoshaphat and all of the people bowed before Hashem. Vayakumu halavim min b'nei ha-kahatim u'min b'nei ha-korachim, and the Levites from the family of Kahas and from the sons of Korach got up, umin b'nei korachim lahalel lahashem elokei Yisrael b'kol gadol l'ma'ala. They got up in order to sing the praises of Hashem at the top of their voices. So here we have the association between this mizmor and this occurrence that is described in Sefer Divrei Hayamim Beis. The Sfarno suggests that this is a song that was written with the future war of Gog Umagog in mind specifically, when all of the nations will conspire against Klal Yisrael. This is a mizmor that is said typically in times of danger. According to Masechet Sofrim, this was designated as a perek to say on Purim. And the Sfardim say this perek on Tzom Gedalia and Asara B'Teves. Currently, this specific perek is highlighted and said by many on Yom HaZikaron, a day of remembrance for fallen Israeli soldiers, as well as on Yom HaShoah. Either way, the enumeration of the enemies do not necessarily have to target a specific time period and can certainly be associated with a panoramic view of history of all the times that enemies have tried to harm us. This perek applies to any time we may find ourselves in danger. We have been attacked by many enemies that span all geographical directions and throughout all time periods, says the Das Mikra in his commentary on Tehillim. Pasuk Beis, Elokim al damilach al techarash va'al tishkot kel. Three words describing the silence of Hashem. Hashem, please do not be silent. The repetition highlights the sense of urgency, or, as the Malba maintains, as he often does, that three words, three synonyms, indeed represent different ideas. Here, the synonyms for quiet represent three varied stances by Hashem that we implore Hashem to reverse. Al dami, do not refrain from speaking and communicating with us, like Vayidom Aaron. Al techarash, do not ignore our queries. Do not remain silent, like a cheresh, like a deaf person who cannot hear. Va'al tishkot kel refers to the idea of ma'aseh. Do not refrain from taking action on our behalf. One of the greatest senses of isolation and pain in any relationship is silence, inactivity, ignoring, in other words, indifference. If there is a rift in a close relationship, one side may implore the other, please don't ignore me, answer me, respond. Here we sense the state of Hester Panim that we have spoken about so much during our studies together of Asaf's Mizmorim. Why is there such urgency? We can imagine the Meshorer desperately calling out to Hashem, almost commanding, demanding, in a state of desperation. After all, it is a Lashon Tzivoy, Al Damilach, Al Techarash, Va'al Tishkot Kel. Almost in a state of panic, because the enemies are right here. They are conspiring to harm us. Because your enemies are raging, they are making noise, they're deploying their troops. They're about to raise their ugly head to attack us. This sounds familiar to us indeed. Israel is no stranger to nations that conspire to harm us. Your adversaries are lifting their heads. They are brazen enough to threaten and plot against us. Against whom? Al amcha ya'arimusod. Against your nation they are plotting secretly. V'yisya'atsu al tzfunecha. And taking counsel and planning against your hidden ones. Those that Hashem brings under his protective wings. Those that have been protected within the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. Or those that are tzfunecha, know the hidden teachings of the Torah. Continue to protect those who you have protected. We need protection from the devious plans of our enemies that hide their intent initially, so that their campaign comes as a surprise to everyone. Al amcha ya'arimu sod. This was the case with Paro, who gradually enslaved the Jewish people by first giving them smaller work detail that was touted as efforts on behalf of all the citizens, not just the Jewish people, and gradually the conditions worsened. Nazi Germany first began smaller campaigns against the Jews, using euphemism such as resettlement or the Nuremberg Laws, infection. In this way, the general populace gradually acclimates to the idea, making it that much easier to engage in the final solution of wiping us out. This is the sod, the secret. Imru lechu v'nachidem migoy v'lo yizacher shem Yisrael od, it says in Pasuk 5, hey. They say, come, let us wipe them out from all sense of nationhood. Let the name Yisrael never be mentioned or remembered again. Some enemies fight over land, over water rights, over political agendas, and many of our enemies fight simply over our right to exist and live. They don't want our name to be invoked. In other words, genocide. Imru lachem v'nachmidei migoy v'lo yizacher shem Yisrael od. Pasuk 6, Vav, kino atzu lev yachdav, alecha brisich rosu. They take counsel together unanimously. They forge a pact to wage a war against the Jew. Even enemies will band together for the common purpose of wiping us out. We saw this in Parshas Balak, where Midian and Moab, former enemies, conspired to attack Am Yisrael. History repeats itself. The Nazis had many accomplices in Europe that aided them in their final solution. Pre-1967, we know how many nations banded together to fight Israel. Currently, the land of Israel is always on high alert from its surrounding enemies with weapons of war and enemies with weapons of propaganda that attempt to strip us of our legitimacy. The key here is Alecha Bris Yichrosu. Their war against the Jew is really a war against Alecha, against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Psukim 7, 8, and 9, Zayin, Ches, and Tes, the Meshorer lists the enemies that have attempted to harm us. And in Pasuk Yud, the Meshorer implores Hashem to do to the enemy what he has done to other enemies in our history. Asei lahem kemidyan, kesisra, kiyavin, binachal kishon. Sisra, the general of Canaan, who was defeated during the time of Devorah the Shofetess and her husband Barak. And in Psukim Yud Aleph through Yud Gimel, 11 through 13, there is mention of other nations. Pasuk Yud Dalid 14, Elokai, Shisemu Kagalgal, Kikash Lefnei Ruach Hashem, make all those enemies like tumbleweed, like dried out hay before a wind, that simply roll with no power of their own, with no direction, simply a withered and shriveled up piece of vegetation. Tesva 15, Ke'esh Tevar Ya'ar Ukalahava Telahei Tarim, let the enemies burn like trees in a forest fire and a flame igniting mountains. A forest fire begins from only one small fire in one tree, but the next tree catches fire. So we say, let one enemy light the other enemy up, let each enemy fight against each other. And the psukim continue with the prayer that the enemies be shamed from their actions, that they be held accountable, that they feel the fear that we have felt. Why? Are we a vengeful people? We don't wish necessarily death to nations simply because they are not part of our nation. This is not our way. We should feel the pain of other human beings and respect mankind. We want to see, however, the downfall of those people that have proven to be our enemies and have proven to be Hashem's enemies as well. Because their goal, as we said, to annihilate the Jew was in order to erase Hashem's name. Their designs were Alecha, against you. As we have said, the Meshorah described them wanting to erase our existence and Alecha Bris Yichrosu. They have forged a pact in order to erase your name. It was a pact against you. And the Meshorer ends his plea by stating in the last pasuk, Ve'edu ki atah shemcha Hashem levadecha, elyon al kol ha'aretz. When the world sees the enemies of our people neutralized, they will know that you, your name alone, Hashem, is on most high over all of the land. This seems to have echoes to Parshas Ha'azinu. Recall the Torah tells us, Hashem badad yanchenu, ve'ein imo el nechar. Hashem alone did guide them. There is no foreign god. Additionally, back in Parshas Beshalach, as Hashem tells Moshe before Kriyas Yamsuf, V'yadu Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem, all of Mitzrayim will know that I am God. This concludes this perek and our study together of the Mizmorim of Asaph. Asaph, as we said, is mentioned in Divrei Hayamim as a contemporary of David HaMelech, and his descendants were singers in both Batei Mikdash. Asaph's Mizmorim contained many weighty and sobering issues, questions of tzaddik v'ralo, dirges about the Chorban, topics that bemoaned Hashem's state of hester panim, of Hashem's hidden face from us. Asaph reviewed the history of Hashem's intervention on behalf of Klal Yisrael and asking for divine protection, as well as a call to invest ourselves in a just and honest judicial system and society. Our last Mizmor of Asaph is a prayer that is said for protection against our enemies. Since before the final salvation does indeed come, we will always be in need of Hashem's protection against enemies. May the words of Asaph ring true, V'yedu ki atah shemcha Hashem levadecha elyon al kol haaretz, which is reminiscent of Zechariah's words in Perek Yodalid of Sefer Zechariah, V'haya Hashem lemelech al kol haaretz bayom hahu yiyeh Hashem echad ushemo echad. Wishing everyone much hatzlacha, and may we merit to see the tefillos of Asaph answered with the coming of Mashiach speedily in our days. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara, Bas Chaim Leib.